USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Democrats have approved a sweeping $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill. The president is now calling for swift passage in the Senate.
We have no time to waste. If we act now, decisively, quickly, and boldly, we can finally get ahead of this virus. We can finally get our economy moving again.
No Republicans in the House voted for the package. Two Democrats joined the GOP. Senate Republican Mike Rounds tells Fox News he will also vote no.
This is a $1.9 trillion increase in our national debt. Republicans had offered a reasonable expectation, saying we've already got $1 trillion, which has not been spent yet from our December proposal.
The bill includes an increase to the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour, but rules in the Senate won't allow that increase to even be considered. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals, bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
Another COVID vaccine has received authorization. With more, here's USA's Dan Naraki.
The emergency use authorization granted for Johnson & Johnson's one-shot COVID vaccine allows for that shot to be used in people 18 and older. The company says it will have 20 million doses delivered by the end of March, with production ramping up to 100 million doses by the end of June. Dr. Esther Chu is a professor of emergency medicine at the Oregon Health and Science University and tells CNN that the convenience of a one-dose vaccine is a big benefit.
So it doesn't need to be stored at these ultra-cold temperatures. It is a single dose. It's been such a challenge to get even a single dose to many people. Signing up for a second one, keeping track of that, getting transportation is just a huge barrier for many Americans. And then, of course, in harder-to-reach places, including rural America, it's just been a huge logistical challenge with the mRNA vaccine. So Johnson & Johnson provides a really important tool in our arsenal.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A declassified CIA report concerning the murder of a U.S.-based journalist has now been released. USA's John Clemens reports.
The report concerns the October 2018 murder of Jamal Khashoggi in the Saudi Arabian consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. The investigation reports the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman approved the killing of Khashoggi, who had criticized many of his actions. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki spoke to the media while aboard Air Force One.
Our intention is to recalibrate the relationship, and this would be a different relationship with the Saudi government. At the same time, we want to end the war in Yemen. We want to ensure the humanitarian crisis is addressed, and the president and every member of our team is not going to hold back in voicing concern and taking action as needed about human rights abuses.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Golf champion Tiger Woods has been moved to the Los Angeles Cedars-Sinai Medical Center and is undergoing more procedures after that serious crash that happened earlier this week. Those procedures happened following an announcement from doctors on Wednesday. Woods underwent emergency surgery, and specialists worked to stabilize his foot, ankle, and shin bones by implanting screws, pins, and a metal rod. A statement that was posted on his official Twitter account reads, "The procedures were successful. They say he's now recovering and in good spirits." For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.